overall, for the legislature, we might see a little bit of tightening, but overall, just when you come right down to it, it's the way the districts are it's the way the districts are drawn. It's gerrymandering, and that pretty comfortably favors the Republicans.
Absolutely. There's a few districts that are a little bit in play. I would say, like, I'm familiar with ones in the Dayton area, the fifth state Senate district, which is currently held by Bill Beagle of Tipp City. He's a Republican. He's term limited out. And there's Steve Huffman, who's in the House right now. He's a Republican running against Democrat Paul Bradley. That seat that often gets a lot of money and attention because it's considered a little bit of a swing seat. Likewise, the 43rd House District, which was held by Jeff Rezebeck, a Republican from the Clayton area. He stepped down to take an appointment to a vacancy on the juvenile court. And now there's an incumbent, Todd Smith, running against Dan Foley, who's currently a Montgomery County Commissioner, a Democrat. So those ones are, there are a couple of examples where they'll probably get a lot of money spent on them and a significant amount of attention.